I dear. Right. Dear. I fear, have a fear, fear doubt, doubt, dear.
Oh, man.
Ooh. But now I got clarity. Come alive.
You sounded like you said that in patois. I said, man, I got clarity.
What?
Your patois came back?
I was able to sit with my true son. He's Jamaican.
Get on my motherfucking face. Please.
Push the goddamn button.
Action.
Hola, welcome to another episode of the Gray Area Podcast.
Yeah.
I am Shaquoia D.
Sir Breezington here. I was trying to think of a name.
Your hope holds the money.
And this is the Gray Area. If this is your first time here, welcome. If this is not your first time here, welcome back. This is a podcast about whatever we feel like talking about. It could be love. Mm. It could be life. Mm. It could be movies. It could be music. It could be anything or nothing at all. We have great conversations and love to bring you guys in on them. In the meantime, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Hit that notification bell so you never miss an upload. And also, if you want to watch this podcast live or in advance, because we do record our podcast at least 1 to 2 months in advance, make sure you join the good people of the Gray Area by joining our Patreon for the low, low price of $3 a month.
Three of them.
You can watch this podcast live. You can also comment, be a part of the conversation, as well as other behind-the-scenes content that we do have on the way for you guys, including, well, this is already here, our food review show.
Who made this?
Which is a plant-based, gluten-free food review show. So yes, yes, yes. If y'all coming out here to Atlanta, you guys will know where to go to get some good, healthy food. And nowhere to avoid to if you don't want to get no bad, healthy food. So, but how are y'all feeling today?
I'm at a bit of a crossroads, you know. I just want to say this to the world. America, Europe, Africa, South America, India, Asia, wherever you're watching this from, Antarctica.
I thought that included the world. Go ahead.
This is the last time that you will see me looking in this state, you know. I just want to make this vow. A declaration. You know, I'm going to put more effort into how I'll be coming outside because I'm actually handsome, charming, dashing.
Wow.
So, yeah, I'm good, though. You, despite all of that,
you good?
I'm blessed. I'm excited about life, my new endeavor.
Word. How you feeling, Demani?
I'm good. I am as good as I feel like being, and today I feel like being amazing. So,
I like that.
Yeah, you know. I mean, I'm also going to step when I feel like stepping.
Okay.
And yeah, and that's what it is. You know, how about yourself?
I'm good. I too agree that I will be stepping up. yeah, I'm doing good. I'm feeling refreshed. I know I sound tired, but I'm actually not tired. I'm feeling refreshed.
We all seem. I feel the energy in the room.
The energy, the shift in the atmosphere. I'm feeling good. What are we talking about today?
So, some people know. Most people don't know. We detoxed. We're going to talk about how we felt pre-detox and post-detox. As you can see, this is post-detox.
All right, let's talk about pre-detox. How were y'all feeling?
I was sad, angry, sluggish, but then I detoxed. And I'm happy, bubbly, excited about life. Go detox now. Before the detox, I felt fine. I felt happy. Thought I was happy. Now I'm more. I was actually happy, but I was operating in chaos. It was less chaos than previous versions of me.
Take your time.
Pardon me. It was less chaotic than previous versions of me in previous environments, but I was still operating in the sense of chaos. Like, I feel like a couple episodes ago or months ago, I don't even know if it was on the pod or not, I was saying that I felt as if I was... I lost it. Don't do that. But
it's out of here.
Yeah.
New thought.
A lot.
New thought alert. Bam, 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 bam.
Bam, 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 bam.
New thought alert.
Go ahead.
Breaking the news.
We done. Stop.
Next thought. Chaos. It was a lot less chaotic than previous versions of me, but I still was operating as if I was in those versions. Mm-hmm. Oh, this is what I was going to say. The life that I'm searching for, I'm living the life that I was searching for, but I was still operating as if I wasn't in the space that I'm in now. Mm. So bringing that type of, I'm just worried about somebody. Like, as long as I eat, got somewhere to stay, got some clothes, we good type of thing. I got gas. Oh, I got just enough gas to get to where I need to go type of thing.
Yeah.
Or I get some money and it go right back out, but it's not circulating type of thing. But now it's like, oh, wow, I actually am abundant. If I just slow down, nothing is really that deep. So before the detox, it was chaotic. Even if I'm smiling, I'm happy, I'm doing stuff, it was chaotic. And I was just doing stuff to do stuff. And I'll stop there because the rest of it will be
during the detox. Alright, I'll go next. Where you want to go?
Don't want nobody else losing their thoughts. Might be me.
Before the detox, same thing. I didn't realize it. I felt like I was rushing to do everything. I guess I did realize it to a certain extent. I wasn't moving as fast, I guess, as like I was when I lived back home. But
back home. Like, what you walking?
Okay, when I lived with my parents.
Oh, right.
Like, as fast as growing up. Like, I had still created my own pace, right? But it was still a very, like, rushed pace. Like, I was doing a million things at once. Same thing. But also, like, before the detox, we were eating healthier. Like, we were gradually, slowly eating healthier. Right, so like I had finally given up chicken and we weren't like doing so much whole foods or like all like organic stuff for the most part. Like, so it was, I don't know, I was tired a lot because I was doing a lot and I wasn't allowing for rest. That is the summary of before the detox. I was doing a lot of things, but operating as if I didn't need to actually rest. Even when I was taking naps, like, my naps, I realized they weren't long enough for me to actually rest. It was a weird thing. Like, I slept, but, like, I woke up tired. So it was like I might as well had not even taken a nap because I didn't give myself enough time to actually recover from, you know, I guess whatever else I was doing. So yeah, that was me.
I feel that. I wasn't sleeping either. Like, I was asleep. Wake up, I'm tired, exhausted.
Right.
But now, I'm alive.
Yeah, for me, same thing. So, pre-detox, I thought I was good. I was like, I'm enjoying life.
Right.
You know, I'm like, you know, I finally figured it out. I'm enjoying life. I'm enjoying every moment. Cool. I'm working. But, you know, I'm like, it's all right. I'm good. And then after the details, I realized I was tired. Like, I knew I was tired. I felt tired, you know, when I was sleeping. I wasn't waking up like, it's time to go. But it was like, okay, I wish I had about an hour, but
right,
you know, but but then, like, because during that time I was doing stuff, and I felt it a little bit, but I guess it was like hard. It didn't feel like I was able to stop, like, mm-hmm. getting information and trying to implement stuff immediately. So they told me I gotta moonwalk on live. That's gonna give me the millions. And it's like, okay, cool. They said moonwalk on live while you reading the book. All right, that makes sense. You gotta get the information while you working. You getting information, lock in. And I'm thinking, and I'm doing all of this stuff, right? And I don't notice that I'm tired, but I was exhausted. And it's like, of course, my eyes hurt. And I don't know why I can't stop looking at screens, outside of my job, of course. And it's like, all of that before the detox, it was like, life felt like it was moving a million miles a minute. And yeah, it was rough. It was fun, but rough.
And to just add on to that, it felt like if I stopped, life would still keep, like, it would move on without me. Oh, my gosh. Which, I mean, of course, like, life still does go on, but it felt like I would just get left behind, so I can't stop moving.
I pictured somebody running for the bus.
Yes!
And just kept going.
Like that. Yeah.
But that's the craziest part, is we be acting like that's the only bus that's gonna come by the street. It's, oh, my God! I missed my only chance to leave the city. It's like, you know how many buses come to this bus stop? You know how many times like, you know how many opportunities you have to, like, to stop or to leave or to do the next thing or whatever it is? Like, you can stop for a second and then just get started the next day. Like, if you take a day off, like, the world doesn't end because you took a day off.
Yeah, or you could call an Uber or a Lyft.
You don't
want to take a cab. Or, yeah, like, it's other ways to, like,
metaphorically.
You don't gotta wait for this one specific bus. And I mean, I feel like that was, like, a huge thing. Of course, hindsight is 2020, so we're saying all of this now because we can see it now, but we didn't see it then. So,
yeah.
But yeah.
And then during detox, I like the extreme comparison of being like, I cared about so much stuff, I was so worried about other stuff, to not worrying about anything outside of what am I about to drink? Am I drinking water, herbal tea, or am I having a juice?
Before he goes too far into it, we did like a detox that was given to us and created by our nutritionist. We do not suggest anybody do a detox without some type of nutrition coach. Mm-hmm.
So forget my commercial from the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Until you get a nutrition coach.
Get a nutrition coach. Do a detox so that you know it's working for your body and it's actually like a healthy way of detoxing. Mm-hmm. And also have a buddy.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think that's the biggest thing. And I wasn't going to go into too much more detail, but I was like, pretty much the whole point that I was making again, don't just go on the internet and just detox. Like, please do some research. Please talk to a health professional.
Yes.
But like the only thing I was able to focus on was literally, what am I doing? Like, they could have told me, hey, yo, listen, the economy in the toilet. Hey, yo, listen, we ran out of gas everywhere. You'll never be able to drive again. I did not care.
I
do not care. Like, none of that matters. Is everybody that I care about good? So everything good. It is a great day.
Yeah.
I have water to drink. Please. You know, and that was like,
Me.
Leave me alone. But I never realized like how much stuff felt like just clutter or just outside distractions and just things that I really thought I cared about stuff. Like, I really thought I was going to worry about stuff. I really tricked myself into worrying about things that I had no need to worry about.
Yeah. For me, like, it was interesting. So, like, we were pretty much, we were juicing all week for the most part. But, like, I couldn't focus on anything that I wasn't interested in. It was, like, if you said anything that I just wasn't interested in, I can't hear you.
Sky's perfect. Hold on.
Like, I cannot hear you. I missed the whole conversation.
Oh, wow.
I realized that there are so many things on a daily basis that, like, information or just things that I am involved with or I'm helping with or I have conversations about that I'm not actually, like, interested in on a daily basis. Like, I put my personal interests aside to, like, you know, do whatever. It might be cleaning or whatever. I don't know. But literally, I could only focus, like you were saying, on what I was doing in the present and also just stuff that I was interested in. Other than that, I literally cannot hear you. My brain cannot hold space for any.
I would be forgetting. Somebody could have been like, "Yo, it's raining squirrels." I'm like, "Did a squirrel hit our house? All right, then we good. We fine. I'm fine. It's okay." Then
I would be like, "Wow, that's crazy." And then 5 minutes later, and be like, "Did y'all know it was raining squirrels outside?" That's what kept happening too. I kept forgetting everything.
Wow, I started forgetting everything after. Dorm for me, it was the same as y'all's. I didn't care about anything. Like, I cared about stuff, but I didn't have a worry or fear, any type of anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
I was literally just chilling. I was getting mad stuff done on accident. Like, I'll have an idea, and I'll be like, find whatever I need to find, do whatever I need, put whatever I need to put together, and boom, it's done. Probably like 10, 15 minutes, I'm like, oh wow, that wasn't that difficult. This is actually fire. And then I'm like, all right, I just got the blueprint now, so once I have the energy again, I could go back and actually, but maybe I should just click, click, click away or sketch, draw, whatever. I wasn't doing nothing for real. I was doing a lot, but I wasn't really sitting there stressing over what I was doing. It was more of a, this is the idea. It was a lot easier to execute. A lot easier to execute because during I was operating and doing my best to use the least amount of energy possible. So it's like I'm not worried about anything because if the remote is over there on a blanket on the floor and the end of the blanket is right here, I'm gonna just pull the blanket and just go get to me type of thing. Like, I'm using the least amount of energy possible during the whole thing. And time was a lot slower. Like, time, the days were a lot longer, but not even a lot longer. I noticed at how much time 24 hours actually is. Before, I was saying 24 hours is a lot of time, but during the detox, I was like, oh wow, I have nothing but time. Yeah. So whatever it is that I want to do, I have time to do it.
But I also think another thing that we haven't stated was we made an intention to not do anything else.
Oh, yeah.
That was like a big part of it. So like on top of us detoxing, it was like, hey, nothing else is getting done. Like, I mean, we worked a little bit because we work from home or whatever, but like... Pardon that commercial break. We should have a dog. There was a beginning part to my point that I'm losing. But
we made it a point not to do anything.
We made it a point not to do anything.
And we worked from home.
Yeah, we worked. Thank you. We worked from home, but other than that, we made it a point.
I couldn't get no help.
Cool. How was I supposed to help? I didn't know what you was gonna say.
You hadn't said any words.
What were we supposed to do about that?
I'm just saying what he already said.
Next time I got you.
I don't need help.
Nah, sorry. Don't be ungrateful. Nah, I'm gonna get you some help next time.
I don't need help. I got time.
You're pushing it away from me the further we go. Nope. It's doing. All right. We made a point to not do anything. So if you're gonna detox, you know, another reason why the time in the day felt so long is because we were doing absolutely nothing as well. Y'all almost had me. Y'all not going to set me up like that no more.
I didn't do nothing. Like, oh, Lord. But yeah.
Dog trying to stop me from talking. He trying to make me forget my point.
But you looked at me and said, y'all almost had me. Sorry. Like, I did something.
You weren't a part of the... That's like when DJ Khaled be saying, like, yeah, like, they, you know, they don't want you to... But you're not a part of... Never mind. Never mind. Don't worry about it.
Keep digging this hole deeper. But, yeah, so we made a point not to do anything. Like, I decided to detox from social media for the week. Which was cool, and that helped. I also saw a praying mantis before we did the detox, and usually that's a symbol of needing to sit down and be still. So
that's a good omen.
Yeah, I took that literally, and the first day I thought I was gonna do some stuff, and then I was like, you know, I don't have the energy to do nothing, so I'm just gonna, for the first time, let myself do nothing and not feel guilty for not doing anything. And I actually had like this, I don't know, I found this new level of peace to operate in. Like, just like a day to day. Like, of course, I didn't really have like a bunch of energy, but like, I was just so unbothered by things. But I stood firm in, like, my boundaries and stuff like that. I don't know if y'all can hear this music that's playing outside, but I'm just trying to wait for it to pass.
That's why I don't be potting at night.
This is why we change the time.
It's not even Friday.
It's not a stoplight either. Are you still there?
He probably has somebody
walking.
Oh,
I forgot he has to do with a boombox, right? Yeah.
I'm making my way downtown.
Yeah. You know how obnoxious that's a sign of. You know how obnoxious that must have been, like if you back was, like in back in the day.
Throwing rocks at my
window. Like, it was. He's trying to sleep, but he's trying to get his girl back. Man, if you don't get out of here. Pardon me, go ahead. She gone.
That would have been you yelling out the door. She gone. Go to sleep. Oh, man.
I'll be loving them parts. Yeah. Like in the movies and stuff.
You messed up. You should have bought the flowers yesterday.
Like, shut up.
My bad. Go ahead.
Oh, man. Y'all trying to make me smiling. I remember my point. Yeah, I detoxed. I found like a new level of peace. I was just very unbothered. And I just stood firm in my boundaries, my values that I set for myself. Like, I just was unmovable and I loved it. And I was like, oh, I need to incorporate this into my everyday life. So I just been kind of trying to, I guess, stay as peaceful as possible throughout my days since the detox.
Yeah. I've been trying to stay as worry-free and anxious, anxiety-free as possible.
It's not just me with the colonomy. It's not just me.
I don't know how to say anxious. I don't know what the colonomy is. I was going for an actual word.
Yeah, I was too. It was two, but go ahead.
But yeah.
Oh, word, that was it?
Nah, but you said it was two, but...
No, I was saying, like, no, I was going for two words at the same time. That's why I messed up. But go ahead and continue. Just continue, man. Just let it roll. Let it roll. My bad.
Yeah, I wanted to be anxious-free, anxiety-free, and worry-free. Like, that's what I'm focusing on. And just slowing down, just being calm, and just doing what I'm supposed to be doing, what I want to do. Because during the detox, I knew exactly what I wanted to do. I wrote notes, like, whatever I was thinking about, whatever realizations I had, I just typed it out real quick just so I got a list of stuff, even stuff that I want to do that I used to do. Oh, this is the biggest thing. I actually met myself. Like, I think I was finally introduced to the truest version of myself. Like, so what I actually like to do, what I actually enjoy doing, who I actually am. Like, if I take off the mask off now. I mean, I think I still got a mask on until after this episode, once I bring out the beauty, bring the beauty back. Bring the beauty back. Like, I met my true self, and now I know how I will operate, how the most authentic version of myself operates.
That's good. I like that. I was gonna say, you gonna say something?
I was gonna say that I feel like I got a lot of clarity during my detox, and like, I got some key messages that I needed. Just for, like, moving forward and like, just life things. Not even necessarily, like, you were getting stuff done. I needed to sit still. And it helped me to realize, like, some things, whether, I don't know, maybe I needed to shift or adjust in certain ways. But it was just very clear. It wasn't anything that I even was like, huh, are you sure type of thing? Maybe I could just, it was like, nah. This is, you need to stand firm on this type of stuff.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think the main thing was the clarity. Like, when people say you're going to have clarity during a detox or a fast or whatever, in my mind going into it, I always think of it in a totally different way. So when I had it outside of the, like someone being tired or whatever the actual, like, feelings were, I almost didn't realize I had it until I didn't have it anymore. I wasn't as clear. So, like, now that I'm not detoxing anymore, I was like, oh, snap. My natural state feels a lot more clouded, I guess, than my detox state. And then the other thing that I was thinking was the separation between the thoughts that I had and, like, what I was like. I was able to clearly hear every thought that I was having. And then it was like I was able to hear every thought and then be able to, I wasn't even reacting to them. Like, sometimes I wouldn't. I would have a thought and I would be doubting something. I would have a worry, but, like, I wouldn't feel worried. It would just be my mind telling me, like, dang, it's gonna be bad. And then my body would be like, there's nothing happening. Like, you are sitting on the couch. Like, what is possibly happening? And it's like being able to see how often my mind just kind of, like, it's just going a million miles a minute. And before it, I mean, I heard people talk about fasting. It's like, you know, I heard the characters, some fasting 4 days out the week, brother. Like, I get it. Like, if that's how much clarity you're getting just from, like, the fasting, I would do it. Yeah. I understand why you would do it. I don't know if I'm there yet. I was like 4 days out the week, maybe, but it just the amount of clarity that you don't realize you have, and then when you're not in the space, it's like, oh snap, I'm not in there anymore. And it's like, that was the biggest thing that I don't think people, when they explained the clarity, it wasn't like you might not notice until you're out of it. It's like, oh, you're gonna have clarity.
But I feel like you notice it while you're in it as well. At least I noticed it while I was in it, like, but while once I stopped detoxing, I realized the difference. No, now I'm a lot more aware and alert of how I actually feel, like, because I actually sat with myself. Yeah. Like, it was just me, my thoughts, like you were saying, I'm sitting, ain't nothing happening. So I was getting so much done. Because it wasn't any type of dick. I was about to say deer.
I was like, where is he going?
Where is he going?
I was like, whoa. Because
I was about to
caution, take, please. Somebody, Oh my goodness. Oh, my. We're good. We're mature here.
It was fear and doubt.
Doubt.
Together.
Yeah.
Dear.
See? What?
That's the words. I thought it was just me, two words, coming together.
My mind is going.
Clown me. See what I'm talking about? Go ahead.
It wasn't no type of fear, doubt, or worry. So if I have an idea, it's easy to immediately act on said idea.
Word.
So... Idea.
Yeah.
Y'all had friends that used to say idea?
Madea, no. That was about it. I don't know nobody named.
It was friends with
no, Madea. I'm just saying, that's the only person I heard was saying idea like that. I wasn't. They never said idea? They never said, that's not a thing. Is that a thing? Yo, you know what I mean? That's a thing. Hey, yo.
Stop.
Yo, all right, never mind.
Stop.
But that wasn't a thing.
I don't know right now.
Right, never mind.
I don't know right now.
Somebody fact check that.
I don't think she said idea. I think that's more like kids, maybe Rugrats.
You mean to tell me in none of them Madea movies played an idea never slipped out?
I don't think that's the script.
All right, we're going to look it up at some point. All right.
You go look
I'm
it
not.
Up.
where were we, my bad? Ooh, that was a...
I dear. Right. Dear. I fear, have a fear, doubt, now, dear.
Oh, man.
Ooh. But now I got clarity. I'm alive.
You sounded like you said that in patois. I said, man, I got clarity.
What?
Your patois came back?
I was able to sit with my true son. He's Jamaican.
Oh, man.
I was getting high.
Ooh, I was going to say that same thing. Yeah, AC.
I was actually crying.
Ooh.
Until I got a little tear.
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 Ooh, it's hot in here.
Okay. I have a question.
So good.
I have a question.
I got an answer.
Did y'all get a chance to meditate while you were detoxing?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, I did.
I wish.
Stone cold.
I had no time. No, I mean, I had time, but I was asleep.
Oh, my goodness. This man, it was like, hey, Damani. Yeah, I'm up. It's good. So I was... And then, like, so we having the conversation. We started laughing. He was like, oh, whoa, what happened?
What happened?
I was like, oh, where? It's like, oh, dude, you gotta teach me that. Like, one of the days, like, after the detox, I was in the shower. I'm like, hey, yo, I gotta learn that move. That's smooth. Wake up, click.
You used to ask me how I was get. Used to ask me how I used to get past you during work when we was falling asleep. Cause I wake up randomly. Oh, let me do.
But it still doesn't make any sense.
Wow, like, cause I was struggling going to sleep after like day five.
I was struggling go to sleep after like day one.
Nah, the first day I was knocked out. The second day like when it was just juice, just liquids.
Yeah.
After the third day of just liquids, I couldn't sleep no more. Like, and I was up early, so I was up. Mm-hmm. I went to sleep like when I was trying. I started my going to sleep process around 10. I didn't fall asleep till like 1, type of thing. Mm-hmm. So a lot of that time, I would meditate. While I was trying to fall asleep, so I could maybe fall asleep, and when I was going outside, I would meditate.
Yeah, nah, I was sleeping. Like God came through and put a blanket on me himself. Like it was, like it was beautiful. Even post though, I've been sleeping for the most part, except for yesterday.
Post, pre, he just, this post just detox, you.
Yeah.
No, and pre.
Yeah. But, no, but I wasn't, I thought I was sleeping well. I was not sleeping well. Like, cause we used to take naps after work. You'd be taking naps after work, and I was like, all right, I'm gonna take a nap.
And then when my alarm would come go off, I'd be like, oh man, I can't even, it couldn't have been an hour. Now when my alarm go off, like even in the morning, it'd be like, you know what? It makes sense. I tried to milk it. I could have got up an hour ago, but now, yeah, my dreams, they've been more
memorable.
Detailed. There we go. I guess
dynamic.
Yeah, dynamic would be a good word. More dynamic, just more. Except yesterday, I was having. It was like I woke up from a weird dream and then rolled over into a new weird dream. It was like I was fighting for my life. But other than that, I've had some great sleep during and post, and I realized like what rest feels like when you give your body a chance to actually like do nothing.
That's why I got a new pillow.
Yeah, that's why you wasn't sleeping.
Ever since I got a new pillow, I was sleeping like a baby. I was up early talking like, alarm ain't go off yet.
Yeah, you were sleeping on like four feathers before. At least you a sock and bopper or something.
I was living in lack. I was living in like a couple dimensions ago.
Yeah, so we all were.
I also, one thing that I did throughout the detox is I watched a lot of food videos.
I watched a lot of movies.
I don't know what possessed me to watch so much food content while I wasn't eating.
That's part of it. I was falling asleep. I'm like, listen, it's too much.
If I see another...
Oh, man.
I was learning how to make pizza, cheese sauce, burgers.
Can we make bread? Let's make bread.
I was learning so much. But I just let myself, like, I don't know. Like, that was the one thing. I fasted from all social media except for Pinterest and YouTube. Because I don't typically just, like, I'm usually on there for a purpose. And most times, Pinterest, the purpose is food. Yeah, so, I found a bunch of new recipes, cakes, pies, cookies, soups. And I just was letting myself enjoy the food videos as much as I wanted to. And I feel guilty.
It was good. Some of them was good.
Some of them was bad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot of them was good, though. Great, good tips.
Yeah.
I watched a lot of good movies. Mm-hmm. I watched at least one movie a day type of thing.
Yeah.
I love movies. Long walks in the park. Hold on, I'll say that after the cut.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Before the fast. But, yeah, I was going to say, wow, that thought is gone. All right, yeah. So, yeah, after the fast, I have no idea what I was going to say. Never mind. Y'all got something else?
So, how are y'all feeling now? The fast is
thank
over.
You. There we go, yeah. After the fast.
Woo. That man still sleep.
Pardon me. After the fast, I was, especially when it came to, like, going on social media and, like, YouTube or whatever, I'm looking at stuff like, why did I even enjoy this to begin with? Like, I'm like, some stuff it was like, I watched this because it was funny. I was like, why did I like this? Like, what was enjoyable about, like, and, like, the time that I would spend, like, just not doing anything, like, on my phone. Like, and now if I feel myself about to do it, it's like the strongest urge to be like, just put the phone down.
Mm-hmm.
Read a book. We got books.
We got plenty of books.
I sound old. I don't care. Read a book.
Where we took a whole, we spent a whole day downloading
PDFs.
PDF versions of books.
They're like, you got this book? Nah, airdrop that one.
Yeah, it's like, oh, you got that? But does it have a cover? Because I can't read it if I don't got a cover. So I understood what you meant.
Like, I got this one already, but I don't want to offend you by deleting the one that you sent me. But this, I like this cover. So I'm going to get this one.
I was like, I can't even be mad. This don't got a cover. This just says the title. It says the.
Because then it's like, the real book.
If I send it to somebody, how I'm going to look? I'm going to give them a coverless book. No,
a bunch of papers. It's a secret.
I sent you a cover list.
We family.
Get the knowledge. Don't worry about the cover.
Right. You worry about the outside. You need to be worried about the inside.
Because once you have knowledge you don't even yourself, know if it's,
then you can get the knowledge.
The cover? It's like, we don't need the cover.
Nah, I just like it. Y'all see, y'all see how I be making my plate?
Yeah.
Ain't no reason it took me 15 minutes to make my plate last night. It probably been longer. I ain't even gonna lie.
Yeah, he said he had. He said, "Hold on, let me get the." He would have thought there was a cameraman behind him watching. Right. Watching. Let me get the.
I be appreciating it though. I eat, like, dang.
Said, I eat with my eyes first. That's why.
Yeah, it's like when the episode of SpongeBob when he was setting up the perfect burger for Bubble Bass.
Yeah.
And he just. Laid out the pickles, pause. Whoa! The slice, SpongeBob. Laid out the
stop it!
The condiments.
He
would just make it, we were just with such care. You know, watching this guy make his sandwich.
Toppings.
Yeah, his top. Yeah, watching this guy make his sandwich with such care after I had already finished. I had finished eating. I was like, wow. That guy cares about his food. I hope the food is amazing for how much effort he's putting into it.
It was. Yeah, and my bottom bun didn't break.
That's good. And mine broke as soon as I lifted it up. I said, that's the cream of cream. Yeah.
I was like,
I said, all right, let me pick it up. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Today I used the fork.
Question. I saw this from Trevor Noah. When you guys eat food, do you care if all your fingers get dirty, or are there a specific amount of fingers you carry that don't get dirty? For him, he was saying
I would prefer
the pinky and the ring finger. He said the other six he doesn't mind, but if these four get dirty, he can't.
If all 10 fingers get dirty, I'd be like, I need a napkin.
Yeah, I feel like a monster.
If only like one hand, if my palm or any, like if it gets off of my fingers. Like my fingertips, I gotta clean
reset
up.
Reset, yeah.
Like even today,
mm-hmm.
It was rough. But I don't like my hands. It just be messy.
Yeah.
You can't eat a nice looking plate with messy hands.
I mean,
you prefer
not to.
I don't necessarily. I never thought about this. I have had all 10 fingers.
Holding the sandwich.
I used to be a messy eater as a child. But palms of my hands and stuff, I can't do. I mean, if all 10 fingers do get messy, I do feel like I need a napkin. I mean, today I didn't even like lift up my burger. I did like an open face sandwich kind of, and I used a fork and I just cut through all of that stuff.
All 10, I was like,
it depends.
I just had to start using one hand. Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to get nasties on.
For me, if it depends on what I'm eating and like how I'm feeling that day, like, or also where I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
Because I mean, if I was eating wings. Sometimes all 10 begin dirty.
All 10 get dirty with wings?
See, and that's why I said when you. Then that's why. That's he was talking about wings specifically, but then ever since he said it, I was like, do all 10 of my. Am I a monster? Like, do I?
I've witnessed it.
No wings. I understand you dirty, but are you. Like, ain't no wing big enough to.
But it's happened to me because, like, if you're holding it like this and then maybe
you eat your wings with two hands?
Maybe it's a big wing.
If I do a flat, I do eat my wings with two hands.
Listen, the old me used to, again, if you're eating the wings, I didn't always do the little twist break and then thing, but like I wasn't always pinky and ring finger in the air with it.
But
I'm just
these, like, they don't even gotta be.
They would
in
usually
the air, but
like
they would
this.
Usually sit. It would be like something like it would sit, and then I would look down. I'm like, God, it just kind of like dripped. It wasn't like a
even.
I wasn't like holding it like this.
With that, the wings is different. You just lick the little sauce. Pause.
Okay, continue. No, I'm trying to be forward. I'm trying to be going.
We're being progressive.
Progressive. Go on. Let's go.
I mean, if the little wing juice get on your other fingers. Well, not napkins. Yeah.
Get you old to be
licking fingers.
It depends on where I'm at. If I'm home. Okay. I'm just being honest because I like my sauce.
Nah, I don't like my hands messy, like when I eat.
But yeah, I mean, it. I don't like my hands messy. Like, that's not ever my goal.
She's like, it happens.
It does happen, yeah, you know?
Ever since I've seen it, though, I can't. Now when I hold, like, if I'm holding a burger and I'm like, ah.
Like, I already know a lot of times. If I'm eating a burger or a sandwich,
wash my hands.
When I try to pick it up, I already know how messy it's going to be because if it's too big, I can't fit it. I can't fit, like, the whole thing in my mouth, like, when I take a bite. So it's just like, all right, this might wind up being a mess, and then some stuff just gonna start sliding out, and it's just like, well, everything's everywhere, so how do I do this?
But how to, after watching the food videos and all that, I want to start cutting my sandwich. Like, I already cut my sandwiches, but I never cut my burgers or like a chicken sandwich, cauliflower sandwich, vegan sandwich.
That's what we should have done with these sandwiches.
Cut them in.
I mean, he did.
He should have cut your half into a quarter.
It wasn't the stay.
The bun.
The stuff inside the bun.
Oh, yeah, because we. yeah. I guess you're right.
I would have cut a tendon. And it was just fell out.
That was a fallout noise. That one didn't sound the same. Anyway.
Segueing back to the original topic, that was a hell of a segue. A hell of a side track. I just wanted you to know. But
yeah, I mean, you did
food. I know. Food after. I know it was me. Part of me. That's why I'm segueing back. The enjoying food post
the detox, my gosh.
The fast. Right? Woo. I have never chewed my food so thoroughly. I have never enjoyed my food so much more. Until the moment that I was able to eat after the detox.
Yeah. I had a different experience. My experience, I be enjoying the food too, but I realized how attached my old ways were to food. So like, immediately, as soon as I started eating again, now I'm anxious.
Yeah.
Or I'm worried about stuff that has nothing to do with me. I'm like fearful or doubtful about. I'm still sitting in the same spot I was sitting in while I was detoxing. Nothing changed. Except now I'm eating. And I'm like, why wasn't I worried then?
Yeah.
And like the way I was approaching stuff, it was completely different. So
yeah,
I noticed how my emotions was attached to food. So now I'll be a lot more aware and a lot more conscious of just slowing down.
Yeah, that was my second thought after how it tastes. After me making sure I was thorough with my chews. But like I enjoyed whatever I was eating, whether it was a piece of toast or whatever, it was like I enjoyed it. And then my second thought was like, whenever I would notice how my thoughts would start moving around, and it's like, oh snap, I'm like, all of a sudden I feel anxious, why am I doubting stuff, why I feel worried. It's like food was doing this much to me. Like, I didn't realize whatever I mean is like, this is having this much of an effect on my, like, just my mind state. This is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, that was the second thing that really got me.
For me, I agree. Food has been a lot more enjoyable. I mean, it was enjoyable before the detox too, but I've been like, I don't know. It's been a different experience. Like, I have been taking my time with like actually eating my meals, and just enjoying them. Even with cooking. I feel like before I used to be cooking, like, I had no time in the world.
Bro, I was
and
cooking
like
a single father.
Yeah, and like we were like cooking everything. Well, not everything on high, but like we're trying to get everything done quickly. And now I'm just like, no, I'm just gonna schedule time. Like, this is just built in time for me to make dinner. So it's gonna get done when it gets done. And I've been taking my time, stuff that I was messing up. Mm-hmm. On before the detox, I've been actually like getting right And I don't know. It's been a different experience. I do feel like I recognized pre-detox that food was like a huge, or the things that I was eating was very much attached to a lot of aspects of my life. And that's why it was so hard for me to even like let go of certain things. So that's something that I had already recognized prior. So it wasn't surprising to me that once we started eating, things started to feel like it was moving a little bit faster. So I just been more intentional about just slowing things down mentally. Mm-hmm. Like if I start to feel like stuff is going faster than I want it to go, then I just, you know, I don't know. I'm not 100% sure how I'm doing it yet, but I've been doing it. So it's been working so far. So that's been my focus.
I've been a lot more excited. Like during the detox, I was a lot more excited about things than previously. So it was like before I felt like I shouldn't be excited about stuff. But during, I was like, oh, yeah, I'm doing this, this, and this, I'm about to do. And that might be why I was getting so much done, because I have an idea, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm about to do stuff. Oh, wow, I did that. Oh, I got, we doing this, this, and this, say less. Take a little nap, I'm back at it. And then now I'm making sure that I find something to be excited about within everything that I'm doing. So even like yesterday when I was drawing, granted, I ain't, it was a point where I didn't feel like drawing, but I actually like took a, actually I felt like drawing, but I was like, this about to be trash, cause I don't like what's going on, but I finished what it was I was doing, and I was like, you know what, it's not even that bad. Then I did a little more, and I was like, oh, that looked good. Like, it's just, everything's just a process. Now I'm having fun, and yeah, just making sure that I find some type of excitement in whatever it is that I'm doing. So again, more intentional and aware.
Yeah, I was gonna say for me, I'm the same as both of you guys with that. And during the detox, it was like, again, when we were talking about like the clarity, I didn't know I was there, and then now it's like I have to like choose to do it. Mm-hmm. Before it was like it was just my natural state, so it's like whether it, like to be clear, to slow down, to not worry, to choose, like to realizing that I'm choosing everything that I wanted to choose. Like I'm choosing to worry, I'm choosing to enjoy these things, right? Before, like I had felt it a little bit, but it was like the feeling was so intense there in the fast, and then now if I want to feel that kind of intensity, I have to like go out of my way to like look for it. So even today when I'm like, all I was doing was listening to beats that I made, and I'm rearranging stuff, and I'm like, I'm enjoying the process, I'm having the time of my life, and it's like, oh snap, this is what we're supposed to be doing. Mm-hmm. Enjoying life. Like
speaking about music, I was trying to write the entire detox. I didn't do anything. The only thing that I did was try to write the verse for you. Every day I went outside to write a little bit. I got a bar and a half to 2 bars max. And then the last day, well, the first day when we stopped, I finished the verse. But then it wasn't until yesterday where I got me back on the regular routine type of, so I was writing every day. But yesterday I felt, like yesterday, I was just having fun and I was just so free, but it wasn't the same type of. Mm-hmm. It felt. What was yesterday? Monday. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, yesterday was Monday. Oh, yesterday was an amazing day. Yesterday, I was just having fun, so I was just happy to just be there. But then I realized today it was slightly different.
Yeah.
Like now, I'm trying to. Like I'm trying to force stuff out, or it gotta be like this. It wasn't until I realized that this is not my process of how I even write. Like, so I just had to like relax. So like when you had came out there, I was just getting back into the swing of how I would actually write. So like, and when you was texting, like the whole morning I remembered. So I'm like, okay, yeah, when 10 o'clock come, I think I was out I was out there since like 7. Yeah, I was out there from like 7. So I was just out there chilling. Then 9 o'clock came. I started writing. It took me a little bit to actually get into the flow of things. But once I found it, once I realized that this is not how I write, I'm rushing, I'm forcing stuff. I'm like, it's supposed to be fun and enjoyable. Like, this is not how we operate. Then it's like, okay, now I'm slowing down. I'm looking at the sky and the clouds, and I'm like listening to the beat. I'm like, what do I feel? And then words started coming, or a flow came, and I was like, okay, I just gotta insert words here. I know what I wanna say, but how do I wanna say it, type of thing. It wasn't like I wasn't forcing anything. It was just like, okay, this is what flowed out. Now insert whatever here.
Yeah, it was similar to me yesterday. Yesterday, everything was flowing so beautifully. Like I came out and it was like I would have a thought. It wasn't even like I had time to doubt it. I was just like, oh, that was a cool thought, and I just kept going. And it was like my brain was like, anytime I caught myself thinking about like maybe something old in terms of this kind of reminds me of something I did before, or like, oh, I can't wait to see how this got to be, blah blah. I'm like, oh, I'm not in the moment.
Right.
I'm thinking about performing this. I'm thinking about whatever, and it's like I was just having so much fun, and the only thought that I had was, let's just finish and see what happens. And that's why I was just going, and I was just taking things wherever they went. So then by the time, I didn't even know Coke could hear me, but she was like, yeah, you was kind of loud yesterday. I was like, I was? I was like,
singing is hard now.
I'm up here, I got my headphones on, and I'm like, and it's like, I'm saying, I'm in pockets that I never, I'm like, wait, where did that come? But I like that, that's like the, it's nasty, I like that, it's fire. And then just getting into different spots. And it felt like it was no resistance whatsoever. I think that was the main thing. Like, I didn't have any resistance. And then today, I instantly, when I stepped into space, it was like, I felt myself being like, all right, how should I say this now? I shouldn't say this like this. I shouldn't say it. And it's like, why am I thinking? Like, I was, I felt like that clip of Kanye where he was like, I do my best to think as little as possible. Like, all of this thinking is getting away from me knowing exactly how I feel right now. Right. And it's like, that was one of the best blessings from the fast for me. It was like, I was so in tune with how I actually felt like right now. Everything else was like, eh.
Me? I ain't have that experience.
She said, I ain't write nothing.
I didn't. I really didn't. And while you guys were being productive, I just gave myself permission to not feel bad about not doing anything.
Right.
Because I'm usually always doing something. So I just literally enjoyed not doing. I finally got to see what it actually felt like to not do anything. And, you know, I like it. So, like, for me, like, I was just like, oh, I need to enjoy life more. Like, I feel like, wow, I feel like the AC is taking so long to turn off.
Yeah, they usually do.
Yeah.
But I feel like I spent so much time, like, just doing stuff. And some of the stuff was very productive and it helped me move forward. And then some of the stuff, it didn't do anything. Like, just me doing stuff, doing what I thought I should be doing. I should be doing as a singer or as a person or whatever. And like post detox, I realized like, no, I just need to incorporate more time with me just enjoying life and exploring and doing things that I love and eating food and just paying attention to the things that I like, because I don't want to lose myself in whatever career goals or whatever life goals and forget about like just the fact that the point of life is to just, you know, to be, to exist, to enjoy what God gave to us. So I don't want to miss out on that part. So
I'm here receiving blessings. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the blessings.
And this was like a much needed break for me, because then going back and mixing, I was able to finally hear some things that I was having issues with. Like, I was able to finally be patient with myself to get the song done. And it was a much needed break. And I don't think I take breaks often enough.
Yeah, that was my first break in a long, long time. I feel like that's one of the biggest reasons why we made it a thing to not do anything.
Yeah.
Because we always be doing something.
Yeah, like, and I mean, even when we would go on vacation, our last trip, we all brought our stuff just in case we wanted to, like, end up, like, of course, yeah, we're artists.
What are you talking about? Miami.
Miami, yeah. Yeah, like,
I made beats.
He was working on beats.
Yeah, I was releasing EP.
Yeah, and I was, I don't know what working. I was doing, but I brought my laptop mark? To work, too. But it was just like it's a thing where, like, of course we're artists, so yes, if the inspiration hits us, we want to make sure we have our stuff. But also, like, we need to have, like, a vacation where we actually just vacation type of thing. So this was probably the first time that, I mean, we've all done that.
Yeah, all the rest of mine is looking, it's going to be 10 times better.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to be detoxed. I might fast once or twice during the vacation, but I'm going to be vacation. It's not going to be a work.
Yeah. Like,
it's not going to be vacation and work. It's my vacations haven't been vacations because I was working. Like,
yeah.
And I wasn't rested. I wasn't relaxing. I was operating chaos.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
away from home. Go ahead.
I think just people, I was going to say creatives, but everybody's a creative in some regard. But we just need time to do nothing. Like, mm-hmm. like people, we don't give ourselves. I tried to read. I really tried. I read maybe like half a chapter of two different books. And my brain was like, what is this for? just sit down.
I looked like, at a book and was like, no.
Like, what is this? Like,
I read like two pages, like first two pages, yeah. three pages of a book, and I was like,
yeah.
I was like, hey, yo, I'm about to read this book.
Yeah.
I'm gonna
read this book. I'm gonna have my enlightenment, and then it's like, or. Your body, like, or, you know, or God, like, or, you can do nothing.
Sit down. Yeah,
you can learn everything you need. Just do nothing.
Right.
Be still. What a thought. But, yeah, so that was...
It was a much-needed break.
Yeah. And like I said, although I don't advise everybody to do a detox, I do advise people detox from things, from work, from social media... Just take time away from things so that you can figure out, like, what you like to do, what you want to do, yes. why you're even using the things that you
who
using.
You are.
Please, yeah.
Who you are.
The simple things, you know?
Right.
Meaning of life, whatever.
I think we need to normalize in the creative world and also in life in general, just, like, actually taking a break. Whether you see it as a detox or not, but like really taking a break from something and not making yourself feel guilty for taking a true break from it. Because I'm going to do this again. I'm going to do the break part again. But yeah. I'm definitely going to be taking more breaks. Oh, and it was perfect. Because it was the break I needed so that I could gear up for my next 12-week year. Mm-hmm. And I can clearly see, like, how to make it better and, like, even more enjoyable. It was good for me. And we also got, our gut health is better now.
Yeah, so, you know, there's some benefits, you know. But, again, speak to your health professionals, please.
Mm-hmm. Definitely talk to a nutritionist.
Or don't just trust three people on the internet.
Or a dietitian.
Even if we are your friends.
Coach. Yeah. Don't take medical advice from us.
We are good people. And you can be good people, too. Just join the Patreon for the low price
of $3 a month.
And you could be a part of the good people as well. Yep. Great people. Good
people. Great people. The good people of the gray area. But do y'all have any final thoughts?
Nah, I think we didn't talk.
We didn't talk
the talk. We didn't talk the talk, you know?
Well, we appreciate y'all for joining us for another episode of the Gray Area Podcast. To sum it all up, the detox had great benefits for us. Definitely contact a health professional, dietitian, or nutritionist before you decide to do a detox. Of course, we didn't give you every single detail of our exact regimen because we are not nutritionists and we are not your doctors. So, but if you want to find out more, go to contact your nutritionist so they can give you something that's personalized. But in the meantime, don't forget to like, share, subscribe, tell a friend, tell a friend, tell a friend, and we will see you guys next week.
Adios. Stay blessed, stay black, people. Yeah.
And know yourself. Know your worth.
Jukebox, give me another jam.
Get on my face. Get on my. Get on my.
Get on my motherfucking face.
Please.
Push the goddamn button.